gun by 96.7 FM WTLR at AM 1270. I am your host, Mike Bozich. You've got Off to the Races on this fine Saturday morning, and this program would not be possible without the following folks. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, and Win in Ohio. Also brought to you by the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Done to a Science and Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Thru Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Well, it was a great weekend last weekend. The Breeders' Crown live from Woodbine Mohawk Park north of the border. And as we talked about in last weekend's program, the Ohio State horses, the state champions, some of the great drivers and trainers here, the state of Ohio, on display. So lots of Ohio interest, whether it was breeding, owning, driving horses, you have what have you. And I'm going to tell you what, the Ohio superstars performed very, very nicely. We'll start with Always Be Naughty. She won the open mare pace for Team Luther. Now, we had trainer Todd Luther on this program last week. He really liked their chances. That race, of course, featured the scratch of the superstar mare, Twinbee Joe Fresh. But I'll tell you what, I'm not sure Always Be Naughty wouldn't have beaten her. That was a really, really nice win, giving driver Austin Hanners his first Breeders' Crown Championship. And we're going to kind of eavesdrop. We're going to have little bits and pieces, kind of the sights and sounds of the Breeders' Crown. We're going to pick up Jessica Otten. She had some interviews. Wendy Wass had some interviews. Our own Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Frank Frost, had some interviews as well. So we're going to kind of put it all together, make it like a collage of the Breeders' Crown action, if you will. How about Yo Tilly? She was a Breeders' Crown champion as well, the three-year-old filly trot. And Part Breeders, GBW Breeding Farm, Ohio Connections. We're going to hear from Andrew Harris shortly. She was, or he was, with Wendy Ross. The three-year-old colt pacer, how about the Ohio bred Sippin' on Sea Rock, coming up the inside to win Ohio bred Knox Services, Arias Services from Ohio, Alicia Binkley, the breeder from Ohio. So Sippin' on Sea Rock, Ohioan through and through, taking home a Breeders' Crown Championship. Warwee Michelle, who was the winner of the mare trot. She is part-owned by Dave Stolz, who, of course, is from right here in Ohio. And how about the fantastic Mickey and Minnie in the three-year-old filly pace? What an exciting race that was. It was a dead heat with long shot the last martini, but Mickey and Minnie has just been great all year. Co-owner and breeder Bob Mondillo from the state of Ohio as well. So hats off to all the great champions representing Ohio well. And one more horse I want to mention that we're going to talk a little bit about maybe in segment two or three. Skywalker C, another horse by the Luthers. She did not win, but he came closing home very, very, she, I should say, came home closing very, very sharply in that race for the last martini, and Mickey and Minnie dead-heated to finish a good third. If that race was another, 16th of a mile, she probably would have been in the winner's circle, and Austin Hanners would have had not one but two Breeders' Crown Championships along with Team Luther. So, and of course, we talked extensively last week about the Skywalker C's chances and with Todd Luther last week. So we're going to take a look at all those great horses coming up in just a few minutes. First, let's take a look at Yo Tilly. Now, she's bred by GBW Breeding Farms, who is a co-breeder right here in the state of Ohio. And the three-year-old filly trot, you know, Yo Tilly has been just so, so good all season long. Let's catch up with the stretch call of that race, and then we're going to hear from trainer Andrew Harris.
And away they go. They're off and trotting. And inside, Lasting Dream. Couple of doors down. Will be Walsby along with our Duchess. There's Yo Tilly. She's going to be forwardly placed now into the top three as McNair takes over with Walsby to the opening turn. Our Duchess and Tietrich pocket up. Yo Tilly trotting away in third. In front of Lasting Dream, fourth. Then Delaney Hanover in fifth. Stash Some Cash gets away sixth. In front of Mona Lee, she's seventh. To the outside is Royal Mission looking for a spot. Look at her now in front of Stormont Beautiful. Miss Belmar, the early trailer, 26 and 4 opening. three-quarter speed. Walsby puts it up. Our Duchess, not content with the two-hole. She's going to come around leader Walsby. Noe McCarthy's set to put this one back into the deuce with Yo Tilly likely. Here comes Yo Tilly up on the outside after our Duchess. So our Duchess now follows Yo Tilly, the 6-5. Slight second choice. Walsby back in third. Inside fourth is Lasting Dream. Delaney Hanover now first up out of fifth. Stash Some Cash is going to follow her second over. The half was just 56-2. 29-3. Breather there. Yo Tilly leads them heading to 5-8 on our Duchess. Delaney Hanover a closer third. Now Walsby inside fourth. Second over fifth for Stash Some Cash. A locked up sixth is Lasting Dream. Third over. Deading Toad into contention. McDonald with Mona Lisa. And then it is Royal Mission, Miss Belmar and Stormont Beautiful. Three quarters, the next stop for Yo Tilly. She's there in 124. And Yo Tilly out to about the two path in the stretch. Inside opens up for our Duchess. Outside, Delaney Hanover trying to continue her push for the lead. Lasting Dream closing along the inside for Juan. In the center of the track, Mona Lee, she's starting to make some gains. Yo Tilly still leading the length. She's digging in. Here's Yo Tilly, Stormont Beautiful, and Mona Lee, she from the back. Yo Tilly and Todd McCarthy hold on for the Breeders' Crown victory as the dream season continues. It's Yo Tilly in 151-3.
Wendy Ross for U.S. Trotting coming to you for Breeders' Crown final night, joined by winning trainer Andrew Harris. Andrew, you can breathe now.
Yes, I can. Thank you.
Now, what a great filly you had. We've been talking about her. You acquired her last year, and she's just been on a heck of a run here for you for 2025. Congratulations.
Oh, she's special. I mean, there's not many that get made like that. I'm thankful to have her. I'm thankful that Bill and Bruce and Billy and Karen support me with a filly like that. And thank you to Tilly and Todd. They've done a great job. And her caretaker, Carlos, he's done a phenomenal job with her.
You know, when you come into a final like this, we knew she was sharp, right? And then Delaney Hanover right there, they battled it out down the lane. She showed she was the best, as she showed throughout the season.
Yeah, and she's just one of those fillies, she just sits there and looks at them. And Todd's just like, you know, she just sits there and looks at them, and he says, I tell her to go, she goes, and just waits for them a little bit more, and she just keeps getting it done, you know? I mean, I think she's now, 19 for 24 life, so she just wins. She's just a winner.
And it's hard to keep them winning like that every week. We talked there back there in Lexington a couple weeks ago. It's hard to keep them sharp throughout the season. You've done it with her.
Yeah, and you know what? Kudos to her. She's been a really easy keeper for me. You know, she gives us a little bit of headache with her blitz sometimes, but at the end of the day, she just puts everything aside and just gets the job done, you know?
All right, congratulations to Comb Breeders GBW Breeding Farm of Ohio with their victory, Yo Tilly, in the three-year-old filly trot. More to come on this edition of Off to the Races, back in a flash.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
You've got Off to the Races. I'm your host, Mike Bozich. We certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us as we continue our look back at the Breeders' Crown 2025 and all the Ohio connections. And how about Always Be Naughty? You know, we had trainer Todd Luther on the program here last week, and he really thought that Always Be Naughty had a really, really good shot to win. Now, you got to keep in mind that this is with Superstar Mare, Twin B Joe Fresh, still in the race. Now, Twin B Joe Fresh did scratch out of that race after the warm-ups. And we're actually going to hear from trainer Chris Ryder with Wendy Ross about the superstar mare, for those of you interested in her. Of course, that an unfortunate incident, but it looks like she's feeling good. Her foot was just a little bit hurting, and they sensed that the soreness wasn't right in the warm-ups. So hats off to trainer Chris Ryder and the Connections, by the way, because that has got to be hard to scratch in a breeder's crown. But listen, do what's right for the horse, and that's exactly what trainer Chris Ryder did. But to always be naughty for Team Luther, it was local driver Austin Hanner's first breeder's crown win, so hats off to him. And let's, without further ado, take you back to the race where Always Be Naughty captured the Breeders' Crown Championship for open mares. Chad Rosema with the call from Woodbine Mohawk Park.
And a good-looking start. Away they go. They're off in their Breeders' Crown final, and Hanner's and Always Be Naughty trying to sprint ahead of everybody from the outside. Jingra with speed to the inside with Kobe's Gigi. In behind that pair is My Girl EJ. Sylvia Hanover looking to tuck early fourth. In front of Tells on a Roll. And early trailer is Sweet Beach here. Everybody's got a seat on the pylons, lining them up early. Always Be Naughty. 8-5 second choice is on top in front of Kobe's Gigi, the pocket sitter. My Girl EJ tracking third after a 26-2 opening quarter. Heavy favorite Sylvia Hanover off the early speed from fourth right now in front of Tells on a Roll and trailer a Sweet Beach here. Still single file as they go by 3/8, and it's Always Be Naughty controlling the pace. Kobe's Gigi on the helm at second. My Girl EJ third. Sylvia Hanover still fourth in front of Tells on a Roll and a Sweet Beach here. Just about halfway done now, and Always Be Naughty still there. 54-3 to the half is Always Be Naughty. She heads him into this turn with Kobe's Gigi. Still interested in second in front of My Girl EJ. Sylvia Hanover taking a look to the outside, and that appears to be getting McCarthy on the move out of the three hole. Scooting up the inside is Tells on a Roll, and then a Sweet Beach here. Always Be Naughty, the leader, heading to the final turn. Kobe's Gigi in second. My Girl EJ stayed in. Sylvia Hanover first up out of fourth. 1:22 to 3/4. And it's Always Be Naughty, and Hanner starts to go to work. He's trying to get the jump, and he opens up three now on Kobe's Gigi. And My Girl EJ and Sylvia Hanover's in fourth and has to find more. Always Be Naughty on top four right now with a 16th of a mile to go. And it's Always Be Naughty. A great drive here by Hanner's, and Always Be Naughty will score a Breeders' Crown victory over Kobe's Gigi and Tells It a Roll in 1:48-1. That is a new stakes record.
And she went on a little bit of a low, but now to be heading to the Breeders' Crown winner's circle, just talk about her throughout this season.
You know, she's been awesome all year. You know, going into the night, we thought we were racing for second. You know, the unfortunate scratch, the other one, I thought, man, she's coming into it as sharp as ever. So I thought she had a big shot.
Obviously, with that big scratch to the inside with Twin B Joe Fresh, it changed the complexion of the race a bit. But you wanted to take things into your own hand from post six with that scratch to your inside. How did she feel going up the backside into that far turn?
She was awesome. Like, she was right up in the bit, right where I wanted her. And I know when she gets the lead, she's tough.
And coming for home, obviously, you knew Sylvia Hanover was somewhere behind you, as well as a handful of other nice mares. What were your thoughts nearing the wire?
They weren't close to me when I kicked the plugs. I said, I got to get as far away as I can.
You're a young Ohio boy. You're on the biggest stage there is. What does this win mean to you?
This was awesome. I can tell you that.
Congratulations. Go enjoy it.
Thanks, guys.
Here with a very happy Todd Luther. And Todd, a smile. The phone's blowing up.
Oh,
this has just got to be just unbelievable for you.
It's amazing. It's something that is never dreamed of. And, you know, I always said I wanted to win the Meadowlands Pace. But this is, it all comes down to the crown. This is what dreams are made of, and this is amazing.
Always Be Naughty just loves this track. A winner last week and just showed how much she likes it.
Yeah, you know, last week when we were up here, she raced great, and I was heading to the winner's circle, and Nancy said, I don't know why she's 40-1. She loves this track, so it showed again tonight.
A lot of faith you've put in Austin Hanner's to drive your horses, and it all paid off tonight.
Oh, absolutely. I told Greg I don't want to do this unless Austin's driving. I mean, he's been there with us from the start, and he travels with us, and you know, he's not scared.
So. Twin B Joe Fresh gets scratched. When that happened, you must have said, okay, this is wide open now. Let's go.
Absolutely. You've seen every trainer and every driver in there, and it changed the whole game plan. And not ours so much, because I knew we were going forward. But when she got to the front, this mare just, she doesn't get tired. And she, when she gets to the front, she swells up. And she did tonight.
Top of the stretch, Austin started working it. You had to be going, this one is in the bag.
Oh, this stretch is so long. I was screaming, and then I said, where's the wire? And when she hit it there and nobody was really gaining, I mean, it's a dream come true.
First to three. Now it's just ice cream on top of the cake.
That's why I said the night's made, giggling, and Austin said, you know what that means? He said, we still have a chance of two more tonight. So we're going to give her hell, and hopefully we can get a couple more.
Congratulations, and go get them.
Thank you.
Awesome stuff right there. Thank you so much to Jessica Otten with that interview with Austin Hanners, and special thank you to the OHHA's very own Frank Frost with that interview with winning trainer Todd Luther. The Luther boys did it. Always be naughty. Austin Hanners, driver, getting his first Breeders' Crown Championship, so congratulations to those connections. Trainer Todd Luther, a couple of others in the Breeders' Crown events as well, including Skywalker C, a horse that finished a rallying third in the three-year-old filly pace. It was Mickey and Minnie dead heating with the last Martini, who is probably a billion to one there. And of course, hats off to Mickey and Minnie. What a tremendous year that she has had. And co-owner and co-breeder Bob Mondillo, right here from Delaware, Ohio, is co-owner and breeder of Mickey and Minnie. So congratulations to their connections on just a fantastic season, wrapping it up with a Breeders' Crown Championship. But how about Skywalker C almost giving Austin Hanners and trainer Todd Luther another? She was locked in for her life. She found room as they came into the stretch, and she was absolutely flying. I said this in segment one, another 16th of a mile, and we'd have been talking to Todd Luther and Austin Hanners about two Breeders' Crown Championships instead of one. More left in segment three. We're going to take a look at Sipping on Sea Rock, Ohio's very own Breeders' Crown Champion, down to three-year-old Colt Pace. You've got Off to the Races on my 96.7 FM at AM 1270.
It's known as the Great American Harness Race, the Little Brown Jug, and it's held right here in Delaware, Ohio. Why? Because Ohio is the heartland of harness racing. In Ohio, the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association keeps things running smoothly and is here to make sure that harness racing remains strong. Breed in Ohio, buy in Ohio, race in Ohio, and win in Ohio. Join us and keep Ohio as the driving force of harness racing. Call 800-353-6442. The OHHA.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
We're back on Off to the Races. You've got by 96.7 FM, WTLR, AM 1270. Mike Bozich with you, continuing to take a look back at a great, fantastic weekend of the sport of harness racing, Breeders' Crown 2025 from Woodbine Bohawk Park, where the state of Ohio was well represented. The state of Ohio bringing home some hardware. That's right, bringing home some trophies. And we're going to get into segment three here. We're going to talk a little bit about Sipping on Sea Rock. We're going to hear that race along with some interviews from the winning connections. But I owe you a very short interview with trainer Chris Ryder, who superstar mare of the sport of harness racing. Twin B Joe Fresh was scratched out of the mare race that always be naughty had picked up the victory on it. I know we got a lot of harness racing fans, international harness racing fans, listening in. So Wendy Ross had a couple of seconds to catch up with trainer Chris Ryder about Twin B Joe Fresh, and let's hear what he had to say about her scratch last Saturday.
From the paddock here at Woodbine Mohawk Park for this upcoming third race. Joining me now is trainer Chris Ryder. Chris, everybody's talking and wondering, Twin B Joe Fresh, how's our girl doing?
Well, not the best. I warmed her up and she was off up front. Went out the second time and she was no better. The vet wasn't happy, I wasn't happy, and he wanted me to go out a third time. In the meantime, I pulled one nail off his shoe that had to be put in yesterday in case that was bothering her. And I thought she was a little bit better, but she wasn't good enough to race. So obviously she is sore in the left front. Right now, you know, I think it's the foot. It's not an exact science.
All right. Well, yeah, but certainly horses are not an exact science. I think that sums it up. But we did have a breaking news as of Tuesday from the Chris Ryder Stables update on their Facebook page about Twin B Joe Fresh. She has a bruised foot. We expect to be able to rectify the situation. We really appreciate the outpouring of concern from the industry. So good news on the front of Twin B Joe Fresh. We look forward to seeing that champion mare compete in the months and seasons ahead. And who knows, maybe another rematch with Always Be Naughty will be coming up, or a match, I should say, with Always Be Naughty coming up in the not-too-distant future. All right, Ohio continuing to get some fantastic hardware. Three-year-old Colt Pacing Division Championship goes to Sippin' on Sea Rock, Ohio bred through and through. Ohio ownership as well with Knox Services and RAS Racing and Alicia Binkley, the breeder, also from here from the state of Ohio. Sippin' on Sea Rock getting it done in the three-year-old Colt Pace. Let's relive that 2 minutes with track announcer Chad Rosema from Woodbine Mohawk Park.
Pacing. And a bunch of them are going to leave down the center. There's Bartlett with Dandy Ideal. Sippin' on Sea Rock is forwardly pointed, as is McNair with Crack Shot. They continue to battle into the opening turn. It's an all-out blitz. And Sippin' on Sea Rock crosses over for the early lead with Crack Shot. Able to dive down to the pocket in front of Prince Al Hanover. Dandy Ideal in fourth. Parked out in fifth is Luprint. To the inside, Madden Oaks. 25-3 opening quarter. Then it's Manalete getting brought to the outside. Captain Optimistic follows him. The T.H. Colby. And trailer is Fusion. They race up to 3/8, and we're not settled up front here. Sippin' on Sea Rock dealing with Prince Al Hanover, who's moving to the lead, and Dandy Ideal is now going to surge ahead. We've got another lead change in the works here with Dandy Ideal set to take over from Prince Al Hanover. Sippin' on Sea Rock in behind now on the outside, still parked throughout has been Luprint, but he's up to third and two away from new leader Dandy Ideal, who got them down to the half in 54-1. Manalete a second over fifth, third over to Captain Optimistic. Crack Shot to the inside seventh, and then it is Fusion with Madden Oaks to his inside the trailer. T.H. Colby, Dandy Ideal leading the way a length to 3/4. On the outside is Luprint trying to get to him. Prince Al Hanover in the pocket third, second over swinging wide. Manalete and Captain Optimistic even wider. 1:20 and 4 3/4, and Dandy Ideal. Bartlett fetches for the plugs. He's got two on his rivals chasing him behind him. Prince Al Hanover, Shingrop, the inside with Sippin' on Sea Rock is closing. Dandy Ideal digging in. Sippin' on Sea Rock up the inside. And Sippin' on Sea Rock will get the win in the Breeders' Crown Final. It's Sippin' on Sea Rock in 1:47 3. That is a new stakes record in the Breeders' Crown. Three-year-old Colt and Gelding Pace Sippin' on Sea Rock at 9-2.
The three-year-old Colt Pace Breeders' Crown goes to Ohio bred Sippin' on Sea Rock, joined now by Joe McLeod. We're down by the seaside stands. You got to just be happy as can be.
Oh, it's an exciting time. You know, Ohio, we're on the map. Down by the seaside's really established himself nationally and internationally. He's doing great down under as well. And the partnership that we have at Diamond Creek and the opportunity to be able to stay on that horse for Diamond Creek at our place, it's been a wonderful relationship from the get-go. And he just keeps on going and going. He's the leading sire in North America right now with two-year-olds. And
this might have put him up pretty close to three-year-olds, but it's just an amazing time for Ohio and a great time for Sugar Valley Farm and Diamond Creek as well.
Had a number of chances this weekend, but finally got the one there.
We got the one there tonight, and then, you know, Seaside Shuffle last night was third, and then we had Skywalker C tonight, raced huge. Boy, Austin Hanners, hats off to our Ohio-bred Austin Hanners driver. He's driving like his pants off. I mean, just crazy drives and an excellent job. But, you know, with the opportunities that we have in Ohio that present everything, we're probably much basically the tops in the North America right now. And if not, we're right at it. But with down by the seaside and the other sires that we have coming on, it's just amazing. And it's been a great weekend for Ohio and a great weekend for down by the seaside, Sugar Valley Farm, and Diamond Creek. It's a great partnership.
Great weekend to have, especially knowing the Breeders' Crown's coming to Columbus next year.
Oh, it's really exciting, and seeing what some of these two-year-olds are doing up here with the in ranges and the seasides, and it's just a splendid time for Ohio, and we're going to waltz right into having the greatest show. We got a year to get our plans together, and I know, Frank, you're going to be majorly involved with it, and it's going to be something that I think our sport's never seen when they come to Ohio and we present the Breeders' Crown to them.
That's right. Mark your calendar, October of 2026. The Breeders' Crown will be in our backyard at Scioto Downs in Columbus. Well, we certainly appreciate each and every one of you joining us. Also, special thanks to our sponsors. They include the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, Breed in Ohio, Buy in Ohio, Race in Ohio, Win in Ohio, the Ohio State University Veterinary Medical Center. They've got Caring Down to a Science, Cashman's Horse Equipment Outlet and Drive-Through Feed Store. Visit them online at cashmans.com. Special thanks to Wendy Ross, Jessica Otten, Frank Frost for letting us use their interviews. And we will see you again next Saturday morning with a first post of 9:30 a.m.
Cashman's Horse Equipment, proudly serving the equine and livestock community for over 40 years. Do you need rubber mats for your horse stalls? Horse-safe fencing for your farm? A round pen to exercise your next winter? Cashman's has you covered, featuring the highest quality items at the best prices. Visit our friendly and knowledgeable team Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and shop over 10 acres of inventory. Conveniently located in Delaware, Ohio, on US 42 North, just minutes from the home of the iconic Little Brown Jug. Or shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Love horses? If you show, race, or just like to ride, Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center is here to help your horse live its best life. Our team of board-certified equine specialists provide world-class medical care and surgical care, 24-hour emergency critical care, neonatal intensive care, and advanced diagnostics and imaging 365 days a year. On-farm care is also available through our Columbus and Marysville locations. Call 614-292-6661. Ohio State's Galbraith Equine Center. Caring. Down to a science.
Join the fast-paced, exciting world of harness racing. There are hundreds of immediate openings across Ohio for caretakers and grooms. Work with the greatest equine athletes in the country. Standardbred trainers need your help. Health insurance, vision care, prescription benefits, and a retirement plan are available for those that qualify. For more information on how you can be a part of the exciting world of harness racing, call 614-221-3650. That's 614-221-3650. 3650.